with your business, you have a lot of different products and things that you do. What's one of them that is just your clientele's favorite?
We have 160 flavors of cheesecake, and our number one seller since 2018 has been, it doesn't matter if we have 159 other flavors, that's the one that they want.
Anything new and interesting after that point between now and the end of the year?
Well, you know, we are never opposed to
What one thing, or a number of things, would you say from your life are aspiring things for young people?
I would say if I were to give the next generation a little kick, it would be.
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
Good morning, and I'm Aaron Cozort with South Haven Business Beat. And today we have with us Kim Daly from City Hall Cheesecake. Kim? Thanks for being with us, and so glad to have you. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm multifaceted as a human, right? As we all are. I am a business owner. I have two locations of City Hall Cheesecake, one in Hernando and one at Silo Square. I'm the mother of six children, so a small herd of children. I'm always wrangling kids or making cheesecake, and a big fan of Jesus. So much of my life is centered around how to integrate all of those things together. Loving the Lord, walking with my kids, shepherding my flock at the Cheesecake Place.
So as you're thinking about business, you know, sometimes you have people who they really try to keep business and family separate. I'm taking it that you, business and family are not separate.
No,
for
they
you.
Are not. My children are very reluctant participants in the cheesecake enterprise. They are doing everything from pulling weeds outside of our locations to, you know, getting cheesecake batter, scraping the bowls, washing the dishes, cleaning the toilets. It's a family affair for sure.
As a small business owner, I also appreciate exactly how that works. What inspired you to start and build a business?
If you had asked fifth grade Kim what she was going to do, this was not it. If you had asked 20-year-old Kim what she was going to do, this was not it. Even 40-year-old Kim would have laughed in your face, but here I am. This was an accidental business, absolutely accidental. My ultimate goal was to be in education my whole life, and I was living that dream, very involved in DeSoto County Schools. But I also, as I mentioned earlier, follow the Lord. And I just began praying, I guess it was around 2012, began praying that God would just do something different in my life, and stumbled upon a homeless man, and ended up inviting that homeless man to dinner at my home, and heard his story, and my heart broke for somebody outside of my family for the very first time in my life. And after dinner, I invited him to spend the night because he had nowhere to go, and he lived with me over the course of a year, and God completely redirected my path in that year. I ended up leaving education and starting homeless ministry and working with kind of the least of these in DeSoto County, and discovered that not everybody lived the privileged life that I lived, and God just broke my heart for that. Meanwhile, as I was getting in the trenches with people who needed help, one of the things that I recognized was it was really hard for people to find second chance employment, especially in sweet little small towns like ours. And I know South Haven doesn't feel like a small town, but let's be real, it is.
It is.
Hernando's a small town. South Haven's a small town. Everybody knows everybody. And unfortunately, sometimes when you've burned a lot of bridges, you run out of places to go. And so I began looking for opportunities for employment, and there just weren't a lot. And so I needed a business, and City Hall Cheesecake came up for sale, and I thought, well, you know what, I could probably do that. It'd be a cute little thing. I could have my people work, and I could work, do all these things. And I thought, oh, 2 or 3 days a week, it won't be a big deal. That was in 2018. And the Lord has just really blessed what we've been doing. So I bought the cheesecake place. And a fun fact is I had no idea how to make cheesecake when I bought the bakery. I literally bought a bakery and then figured out how to make cheesecake and then figured out how to run a business and then figured out, you know, all the things along the way. So I think
true life of an entrepreneur.
Absolutely. That's the one thing that should inspire everybody. If I can do this, anybody can. You don't have to be smart to be a business owner. You just have to have some grit. That's absolutely it. That's all you have to have.
You know, one of the things that people don't realize is they think quite often as they're starting something about the destination, the 2 or 3 days a week, I just imagine this is how it's going to be.
Sure.
But quite often what they need to focus on is the direction.
Correct.
And a day at a time, moving things forward, building things, because as the saying goes, Rome wasn't built in a day.
No.
So you have to keep moving forward. And sometimes longevity wins.
That's exactly right. Ours is always, the thing that I tell all of my team members and my children is, let's just do the next right thing.
Yes.
We don't have to know 10 steps down the road, like, what is the next right thing in this situation? And that has taken care of us all the way along the way.
That's spectacular.
Yeah.
What do you think makes your business different or special from others?
I think it is the way that we love each other. And I know that sounds really quirky, but the goal of my team is always to love each other well, to love our community well, and to serve well. Whether that is a customer who comes in who's having a bad day, how can we love that particular customer very well? Whether it is, you know, spending time to chat with them at the register, giving them a free cup of coffee, inviting them into a space that feels safe and welcoming, that's our goal always. Mm-hmm. And we like to provide a work environment that's safe as well.
Yeah.
You know, we hire a lot of women. And one of the things that I say in every interview is we don't do mean girls here.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind girls. And mm-hmm. this is how we're going to do business. Like you will get fired for very little at City Hall Cheesecake. Being mean is one of them.
Yeah.
If we're mean, we don't tolerate it.
Absolutely.
You can make a mistake and we can fix that. But meanness, mm-hmm. we just don't tolerate. Mm-hmm. So
when you think with your business, you have a lot of different products and things that you do. What's one of them that is just your clientele's favorite?
We have 160 flavors of cheesecake, and our number one seller since 2018 has been white chocolate raspberry. If there is not white chocolate raspberry cheesecake in our case, our customers revolt. It doesn't matter if we have 159 other flavors, that's the one that they want. And we are beginning a cult following with our strawberry cake, actual cake, mm-hmm. but it is better than your grandmother made, and please don't be mad at me about that. It's just the truth. But we have a cult following. People come in and it's like, we have it on Thursdays and Fridays, and if they come in before that, you know, before it is available, they are angry. And if they come in after it is available, they are angry. You know, it's just so funny.
That it is nice to know that you have something that makes a difference in people's day.
Yeah.
And that's certainly true. What's one of the hardest things you would say you've overcome in this journey of running a business?
Yeah. I had some personal issues a few years back. You know, I think in anybody's journey, you are supposed to expect the unexpected, but when the unexpected happens to you, you're shocked every time. And for me, that was, I always thought that I would be married forever and that, you know, I was going to live the fairy tale. And when my marriage ended, suddenly I was a single mama running two businesses with all these kids. And to go from a partnership to doing things alone is very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And to lose what you thought was a support system is very hard. But the incredible thing I think about that is you don't know what you can do until you have to do that thing. And I've been so proud of the fact that I can do those things. And I think that's not unique to me. I think that's unique to every business owner. Once you figure out that you're tougher than you thought you were, mm-hmm. you're unstoppable.
When you think about that, I know you work with a lot of different ages of people.
Yeah.
How do you emphasize to people that moving beyond what they think they can do is part of growth.
Yeah. We have team meeting every single week at City Hall Cheesecake. And one of the things that they hate and that they simultaneously love is that I say the same thing for the first 5 minutes of team meeting every single week, because I just know that that's the way the brain works. You have to be reminded of truth repeatedly. And one of the things that I say constantly is a verse out of Peter, and it is that each one of us has been given a gift. And you might not know what that gift is, but somebody around you can see that gift. And that gift was not for you. That gift was to be given away. So I'm going to help you figure out what that gift is, and I'm going to show you how to give that gift away, because that is you stewarding God's grace in its various forms. You might not know that God's grace has been poured out over you, but I can see it, and I'm going to show you how to give it away and give it away, excuse me. And so that is, that's how I push people. Mm-hmm. Like many times the people who walk in and work for me are from other ministries, or they're out of prison, or they have they're overcoming addiction, and they can't see the good that's in them. Mm-hmm. And they just need somebody to see it and mm-hmm. say, you got good, and mm-hmm. you use it, you know, and give it away. And there is nothing better than realizing that you can be a blessing to somebody else. That's when you start getting filled up. And so I think that has been the thing that has just been transformative for the girls who work for me, you know, just, wow, I do have something of value.
If you understand that we achieve what we achieve through growth, we achieve what we achieve through working and through production, through exercising our abilities, our talents, our values, then you begin to realize that quite often where a lot of people are is they've never been taught how to do that work. They've never been Correct. Taught how to build those actions off of values. They've been taught what to do and what not to do, Correct. And they've either accepted or rejected that, but they haven't been taught how to build their life on values. And so, you know, I love what you're expressing is how you're taking business and using business to build people.
Correct. That's my goal.
And build homes and lives and families.
I don't want people to work for me forever. I want to be a stepping stone where they can come, they can find their gifts, and then they can go do the thing that God called them to do. Mm-hmm. Like, and I want them to rock and roll on whatever it is that they do. And then I always want them to be able to look back and go, oh my gosh, I grew at a little bakery. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't just making cheesecake. Mm-hmm. Like, I was making a difference in the lives of others, and now I can take those skills and put them to work somewhere else.
Absolutely.
Now, let me be clear. I do have several team members who I have threatened that they will be buried under City Hall Cheesecake because I never, ever, ever want them to leave. That's just me talking.
That's
in
right.
reality, I do want them to grow and go.
Well, and sometimes you also find that for some people, stability is their blessing, right?
Yes.
That is the place that they need,
yes.
and that's what they love. And, you know, I think about it the way I grew up in a really small town in Kentucky. And for all of those years growing up, there was the same librarian behind that same counter in that library.
And that felt
right?
like a hug, didn't it?
And did you, you know, you don't think, well, why didn't she grow beyond that? You go, she found her spot.
That's
she
right.
knew exactly what she wanted to do, and
yeah.
she did it.
Yeah, and that's magic for some people.
Absolutely.
And some people need a stepping stone.
Absolutely. You know? That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And it depends also quite often where they are in life.
Absolutely.
You know, where their future's taking them.
Yeah. For us, I think we redefine what success is. Success isn't a dollar. Success is using what you've been given to the best of your ability.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
it. You use what you've been given to the best of your ability, and you go bless the socks off of somebody else. And if you spend your life seeking opportunities to love people well and to serve people well, you will die with more treasure than you could ever even imagine.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community. And this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we wouldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Pure Focus Media. They're the creative team behind the camera, helping us and many of our local businesses to look and sound our best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes, from strategy to production. They help companies tell their story, attract more leads, and even grow through the power of video. Are you ready to level up your business? Then you need to visit www.purefocus.media to book a strategy call with them today.
A lot of times people say, well, but I don't have X, so I can't do Y. Mm-hmm. And there's always that reminder from Jesus, it's the one who's faithful in little will be made ruler over much.
That's right.
And that doesn't mean the challenge. Sometimes people say, oh, if I'm faithful in a little bit of money, I get to be rich. No, that is not what he said. He said, if you're faithful in a little bit of responsibility, I'm going to give you a whole lot more responsibility.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah. But it's redefining success.
Absolutely.
We talk about that all the time at the shop, you know, just, what does it look like to be successful today? It's to treat people well, to love people well, to serve well. You walk out of the doors. I think I have walked out of the shop happier when we have spent the day really loving somebody who mm-hmm. is in crisis more than I felt successful when we met a sales goal.
Absolutely.
And it really is redefining how we measure success. I think people get caught in the trap of chasing money, and mm-hmm. money ends up being empty. I mean,
absolutely.
It's just empty.
It is a tool.
Yes.
It should be relegated to the life of a tool. And if you have a little bit of a small tool, or if you've got a large tool, all that means is you have a different scale of the work that you need to be doing.
Exactly right.
So who believed in you before you believed in you?
My best friend in the whole wide world is Addie King. And she actually was the one who... She was just instrumental in my faith walk. You know, she just challenged me, like, well, why do you believe that? Why do you believe that? And I kept thinking, well, that is so rude to say to me. Like, I'm sitting in church. I believe it because they said it. And she challenged me to actually read God's word for myself. Mm-hmm. It was the first time that I ever really dug into scripture alone without the help of a pastor or a book study or whatever, just like reading God's word and going, okay, what does this book actually say? And so she's walked with me many, many years. But she has always, no matter what it is that I decide to do, Addie King's like, oh, you're going to be the best one at it. Nobody's going to be better than you. Now, she may have been lying to me all these years, but I have believed her because she has been so consistent with her encouragement. Like, she's just an encourager.
And, you know, the reminder is that as you consider that type of person, she sees in you what you see in others, which is what they can't see yet.
Correct. Correct. And I think that's why that Peter verse is mm-hmm. so important to me as I guide my girls through whatever phase of life that they're in.
What, you've already touched on this, but what kind of legacy are you trying to build?
Well, being a blessing is just so important to me. I do want to leave a legacy where my children have learned not to chase a dollar, mm-hmm. but to chase a purpose. And I do think, we're not quite getting it right. My son wants a Ferrari for his first car, you know, so I'm missing the mark in some of those areas, just complete real talk. It's not all sunshine and rainbows every year. But I think that the longevity of consistently seeing us choose people over profit is going to pay off in whatever it is that my children decide to do. I want to raise world changers. Mm-hmm. I want my kids and every life that I've touched, I want them to look at life just a little bit differently because of an encounter that maybe they've had with me or with our business.
When you step back and think about City Hall Cheesecake, what's one of your favorite things that you all do on a regular basis? Whether that be events or specials, what's something that just you like, I love it every time we get to do this.
You know what? This is so ridiculous, but National Cheesecake Day is my jam. I don't know. It's so weird. I didn't even know that existed until I bought City Hall Cheesecake, and now it's my favorite day of the whole calendar year. It's actually on July 30th, so I'm hyping myself up for National Cheesecake Day, but we get to celebrate all of our customers, so we offer specials, and this year we're launching a new product.
Nice.
But we also donate to Palmer Home every single year. We use that day to mm-hmm. raise money for something that's bigger than us.
Sure.
I don't know. I love a party, any party. You mm-hmm. know, if I get to make cake for your birthday, I'm excited. If we get to be a part of your wedding shower, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. If I get to do a gender reveal and I know, you know, the gender of your baby before your family does, that's so exciting to me. But just being a part of the community
Absolutely.
Is really exciting for us.
What is it about your locations that have been successful?
I think they're quaint and homey. Silo Square is just an incredible place to be in business. It's an incredible community. It's a community within a community. Mm-hmm. I think that South Haven loves Silo Square because it feels like you're stepping back into a more quaint time. Mm-hmm. You know, when people walked and shopped at local businesses, I do love that Silo Square is made up of many small businesses. It's
right.
not so commercial.
Right.
It still feels like that Mississippi Deep South home mm-hmm. shopping experience. You know, you eat, you live, you work, you play there. It's just a great place. And my Hernando location, my goodness, it's in a 100-and-something-year-old home by the railroad tracks. You know, it's just nostalgic.
Right.
I'm a big fan. Like, if Andy Griffith could be real life this day and age, I would be down for it 100%.
So you don't think you're launching a new set of corporate shops all over the state of Mississippi?
Okay. No.
What one thing or a number of things would you say from your life are aspiring things for young people?
I would say if I were to give the next generation a little kick, it would be get off of your computer and go do something in the world. Whatever it is that you think you might want to do, go try it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the worst thing that could happen? Like, really, you might fail. So what? I fail every single day.
Yeah.
I feel like if I have not failed at something in the course of a day, I have not tried anything big enough.
Right.
You know, I cannot tell you how many bad recipes we have created. We don't talk about those publicly because we don't sell those. But we have created some really bad recipes. And we've had some really bad social media ideas. Like one year for April Fool's Day, we thought it would be really cute if we launched a sardine cheesecake and it went over like a lead balloon. It was just the worst idea I've ever had. And we still laugh about it. And we're like, well, it can't be worse than the sardine cheesecake.
Right.
You know, it's great in team meetings. But like, I think that people are just paralyzed. They have analysis paralysis,
mm-hmm.
and they're so paralyzed that they won't take the first step. Like, just go do it.
Yeah.
Fail. Fail forward, though. Just keep failing forward would be.
When you evaluate your business goals and where you are in life, a lot of times I think people think, well, if I'm not successful by 30,
yeah,
I've missed the opportunity. If I'm not successful by 40, it's over, right?
Yeah.
It's a slow downhill death from here. What do you think about people who are just really beginning to do the best work they've ever done when they're past 40?
Oh my goodness, I am those people. You know, my goal is to be successful by the time I'm 111, okay?
Okay.
And so I still have plenty of time to meet that goal.
Runway.
I just don't, you know, I think it's crazy in this day and age with all of the tools that we have for longevity and all of the ways that you can maintain your health and your vitality. Why would you want to quit? Like, why would you quit when you're 30 or 40? Like, mm-hmm. Why would you quit?
Right.
I think you're smarter than you've ever been today. And you will be smarter tomorrow than you are today. Mm-hmm. Why not start?
That's right.
You're only going to get better. And
yeah.
it's a choice. You either get better or you die.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to choose to get better. So my best idea is yet to come.
When you evaluate where you are in your life, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Oh, that's a really good question. Where do I see? I have no idea. I couldn't have predicted right now. So I can't predict what's next, but I hope I'm still loving more people, serving more people. I hope I am more in love with Jesus than I've ever been. And I hope that I have built a pathway for people behind me to do the exact same thing. I hope I'm digging trenches that other people don't have to dig. That's what I hope that I'm still doing 10 years from now.
So what I hear is you saying, I don't necessarily care where I am so long as the direction
correct
is right.
Correct. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. As long as my purpose will never change. The platform that I use to accomplish my purpose may change.
Absolutely. What's next for your business? I mean, you mentioned National Cheesecake Day, July 30th. Yeah. Anything new and interesting after that point between now and the end of the year?
Well, you know, we are never opposed to expanding in our community. I'll just put it like that. We are never opposed to opening another small, quaint location to serve our friends and family.
Sounds like there might be some interesting opportunities for cheesecake in the area. What's here? This is one of the areas where we'd love to just pause a moment and ask you, what does the South Haven Chamber do for your business?
Community. I think for adults, we forget the gift of community. I think our noses get so attached to the grindstone that we forget the wealth of opportunities to learn and grow through the gift of community. And that's what the chamber does. Other business owners at your fingertips who are walking the same journey, who can guide you. Also, just the opportunities here to learn and to grow. My goodness, you can pick up the phone and call the chamber and ask a question and have an immediate answer. Like, that's gold. That is gold. But the gift of community and the gift of friendship along the journey, transformational.
Absolutely. Well, Kim, thank you so much for being with us here on South Haven Business Beat. And thank you for joining us for another conversation about another business that makes a difference in the lives of the people right here in the Mid-South. Thank you for joining us. This is Aaron Kozort with South Haven Business Beat, and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Staying ahead in a world driven by technology is key. At Wisdom Integrators, we simplify tech solutions for your business. We specialize in customizing audio, video, and IT services tailored to your needs. At Wisdom Integrators, we don't just solve problems, we create opportunities. Wisdom Integrators, connecting your world, solving your problems. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.